even if premium pay were to be considered, the Department of Health's capacity to pay it would be also in question, because we heard that the Department of Health is seriously over budget, albeit in some cases for very understandable reasons. We heard at the committee today, but for other reasons less understandable, in fact opaque, we don't know where the underspend or the overspend came from, in other areas.
Yeah, so obviously almost 1.4 billion euro was required in additional funding for the Department of Health, Stephen Donnelly, like we mentioned in front of that Oireachtas committee. So the majority of the additional funding, there was queries over 1.18 billion extra required for COVID in particular. And the overall spend on COVID is 1.8 billion. And basically there was a breakdown, which is 85% of the additional money required. There was a breakdown of what it was tasked for PPE, test and trace, and then to deal with the Omicron variant, which we weren't expecting. But there seems to be somewhat of a discrepancy there, that there wasn't a full understanding of where exactly the money was going. And essentially, like I mentioned, Stephen Donnelly has been asked to appear back before the committee to give a fuller basically analysis of where this money is going. And, you know, I remember speaking to Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath at the Fianna Fáil party thinking right before budget negotiations. And he was quite straight in saying that there has been historic credibility problem with spending figures in the Department of Health. And in particular, he said because of the absence of the integrated financial management system, it basically is not a great reading in terms of, you know, the expenditure and where it's going.
But the Department of Health is now blessed with the number supremo, formerly of the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, in the form of Robert Watt, its Secretary General, isn't it?
Exactly. So it'll be interesting to see what further detail Stephen Donnelly has to say when he comes before that Oireachtas committee again.
And what's the relationship there like?
Between Robert Watt and Stephen Donnelly?
Yeah.
Well, Stephen Donnelly, I tell you, it's brilliant. It's a working relationship. But what people and officials say behind closed doors is it's not one of that.
Okay. Eoghan Reardon?
I don't know. What are you asking me?
Well, it was clear as well from the Oireachtas committee this morning that Roisin Shortall in particular had said that it was Robert Watt that provided the date for Stephen Donnelly to be appearing before the Oireachtas committee today. Although Stephen Donnelly was of the understanding that actually the committee requested that on Thursday that he appears today, and that officials were working all over the weekend to meet deadlines. So, right. I mean, Robert Watt is Secretary General at the Department of Health, of which Stephen Donnelly is his boss.
Yeah.
Stephen Donnelly, I suppose, has the comfort of he wasn't involved in the Children's Hospital decision, for instance. He hasn't been involved in a lot of the strategic decisions over the past number of years. Robert Watt has been at the centre of those, I would say, certainly in his role and deeper. He's certainly involved now in terms of the Department of Health. And if you take my own city of Waterford, we have a Model 4 hospital now acknowledged to be the most efficient in the country, targeting a catchment of 500,000 people. We've had no investment there, we're talking about, for 2 years beyond very small capital allowances, and we're looking at a new elective hospital for Limerick and a new for Cork, which are both dysfunctional, right. Yet pro rata they have about 1.8 times the number of staff.
Is your hospital overperforming then in achieving these targets, do you think?
Well, it certainly seems to be, and the question is, why don't we come down and try and understand what a good hospital is doing versus maybe what one that's not working so well, and try and get to the bottom of those challenges before we dump more people in on top of these problems and more cost.
Perhaps right. Stephen Donnelly might bring Robert Watt to the Oireachtas committee with him next week, although we have seen that performance by Watt before when he's been in front, he's not one to answer questions.
All right, Mary Seary Kearney, any issues there for transparency in the Department of Health that you can see?
I think the very fact that we have a system where you go in and discuss and transparently discuss the estimates is one that is a good one. You know, the minister weighs in today.
Would it be more transparent if the committee had the information ahead of time and the minister was prepared on the date?
I met with the minister this afternoon on a completely separate matter and to receive an update in regard to this, I my understanding in asking what had occurred was concurs with what he clearly said to the committee.
Not unduly bothered by it then.
Well, I think he's anxious to go in and to be transparent and to answer questions as they are presented to him. I think.
But the question is do they know where the money is gone? That's the question that wasn't answered today.
Right.
Where is the money that's left over that haven't been accounted for? Where has it been spent on services? And that's what needs to be
clarify. All potentially to be revealed at the next appearance.
Is not the question for the Chief Accounting Officer, who's the Secretary General, to come in and answer those questions? I would have thought he's ultimately the Accounting Officer for the department.
OK, we're going to leave that there.